You're listening to SBS News.
After a shock 1-0 loss in Australia's opening Asian Cup match, Friday night's group game against Palestine has taken on huge importance as the defending champions look to get their first win of the tournament. The Socceroos will be boosted by the availability of striker Tommy Rogic for the match in Dubai after he suffered a hand injury in the loss to Jordan. For defender Milos Deganek, just being involved in his first major tournament is something he's excited about, despite the poor start.
To be now at the Asian Cup and to get game time is something only, you know, you can dream of. And I'm very, very fortunate I get the chance to play for my country at an Asian Cup. And so far, all the pitches, training pitches, hotels and complexes have been really good. So, you know, we're just looking forward to playing as much games as we can here.
Australia takes on Palestine at 10 o'clock on Friday evening. While world number two Rafael Nadal goes into Monday's Australian Open tennis tournament under something of an injury cloud, Roger Federer is feeling strong and healthy. The 20-time Grand Slam champion is aiming for a third straight title at Melbourne Park and says his close affinity to Australia makes achieving that goal all the more enjoyable.
I feel good. I've been training really well, still happy playing, and I won the last two Australian Open editions, so I definitely should be going in there. With confidence. I love playing in Australia, I love playing in Melbourne. There's so much that connects me to the place, the legends that I admire from that country, the coaches that I've had, and Tony Roach and Peter Carter have been incredibly inspirational and important to me in my life.
The world number three Federer is listed as the second favourite by the bookmakers behind world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia. The women's title isn't any easier to pick, as Serena Williams continues her return to action still ranked outside the top 10. Last year's winner Caroline Wozniacki is ranked number 3 in the world, while the current world number 1 Simona Halep of Romania was beaten by Australia's Ashley Barty at this week's Sydney International. Speaking after the match, the Australian says she's learnt the lessons of recent matches against Halep.
She gave me a belting in Montreal, and you know I learned a little bit more in Cincinnati, but today I sort of buckled down and really, really thought about it and really gave myself a chance is the biggest thing. I believe that I could win. We're both out here on the same court. Very happy that I was able to come out and execute.
Barty goes into the Australian Open ranked 15th in the world. In cricket this weekend, Australia goes into its three-match one-day series against India, looking to bounce back after the historic Test Series defeat. India's 2-1 Test Series win secured its first ever Test win on Australian soil. Head coach Justin Langer admits India will go into the opening match of the 50-over series at the SCG in a stronger position mentally than Australia.
They'll be cock-a-hoop, but we've got plenty to fight for. They've got a very good one-day team. We're up against it. Let's just hope we're better than we were in the Test Series.
In the English Premier League this weekend, Liverpool will look to arrest an alarming slump in form. After starting the EPL season undefeated over the opening 20 matches, a loss at Manchester City last round has been followed by a shock FA Cup third-round exit against Wolves. Liverpool travels to Brighton on Sunday morning in a match that can be seen live on SBS. The coverage gets underway at 1:30 a.m. In the A-League this weekend, Perth Glory takes on the struggling Western Sydney Wanderers on Sunday evening. Glory goes into round 13 holding a 6-point lead at the top of the table. Second place Melbourne Victory welcomes the Newcastle Jets on Saturday. In the W League, SBS Viceland has live coverage of Brisbane's visit to play Melbourne City on Friday afternoon. In basketball action, the ladder leading Sydney Kings take on the New Zealand Breakers in the NBL on Friday night. And the big matchup in the WNBL on Saturday sees the Adelaide Lightning take on the Melbourne Boomers. Both sides are in the top four and currently on track to play each other in the semi-finals. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.